This is Isaac, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am here with...
with Sean.
Yeah.
Hello.
You want me to introduce yourself? You just heard the Desperate Hours. Have a good one. We got one more hour, as usual. I played a live version this time because I got a YouTube playlist we're going off of, which lets me get moderately more flexible with...
Do you have YouTube Premium or the ad blocker? How's that?
I do not. I got... an ad blocker rolling.
There we
I
go.
Do in fact have an ad blocker rolling. I think I'm allowed to say that.
That's okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You didn't hear that. Hypothetically, he has an ad blocker.
Yeah. So
accidentally, he put it on.
I actually, what I should have done if I planned this out better is that meant I just almost all do what I did for this intro where I'm just pulling live performances off YouTube. But instead, it's mostly just the actual songs. We wanted to make sure we were able to coordinate without it being like, because I hate when I try to put a playlist together with someone and I have to do like a text me a list of songs and I have to go look them up individually because we're on different platforms. I don't like that. Just add them to the playlist.
This is a classic case of Spotify versus Apple Music at play.
The war of the worlds. We can't do... they got to do cross-platform play like they do for Xbox and PlayStation.
No, but actually, let's get on that. I think, yeah.
Put them together.
Like collaborative playlist, yeah.
All right, we're going to play... what's next? Sammy Davis Jr. That's loud. Sammy Davis Jr., I've Gotta Be Me.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I gotta be me. I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I can't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me. I gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, the world of success, is waiting for me. If I heed the call, I won't settle down or settle for less. As long as there's a chance that I can have it all, I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I gotta be free. I gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die. Be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I gotta be free. I just gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die. I gotta be me.
Yeah, I'm going to make this quick, but as you can hear at the end, that was a live performance. That's his live vocals.
Excellent.
Insane. I've been sleeping on Sammy Davis Jr., apparently. I watched Goodfellas, and that inspired half of the set list. I don't even know if he has a song on that, in that soundtrack, in that movie. But he's mentioned in the movie, and he's in the Rat Pack. He's the Rat Pack member I probably know the least about. I don't know. I have more to say about Sammy Davis Jr. He's very famous, but I've been sleeping.
I'll have to check him out. I've seen him in other things with Sinatra.
In the movies and
stuff.
I never saw that Ocean's 11. That's like the main famous movie.
I've never watched it in full. Like, I've just seen it like probably at my grandparents' house. Like, yeah.
All right. Well, this song wasn't Goodfellas, and it was covered, or it was in Finding Nemo. I don't remember. This is Beyond the Sea.
Somewhere beyond the sea,
My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. My heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet, I know we'll meet beyond the shore. We'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing. So long sailing. Bye-bye sailing. Move on out, captain. So long.
All right, we're in Boomer Heaven today. We're playing the Stones now.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. To be so free, she'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. Ain't life unkind?
tonight together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Take a look at the low man, beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know who's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the
like 30 seconds of just fade out for Life on Mars, so we can chat a little bit. We were
wonderful
just mentioning
song,
the Byrne redevelopment plan. Actually, do we know enough about this to have it? I don't actually
so
know
if
what
I
the
get this
were.
Slightly incorrect, I apologize, but yeah, they're going to put like 12-story like housing like in Davis, or at least like a developer is planning to do so. I don't think they've agreed.
I think it's pretty far along, but
yeah, like
they got buy-in from even the Byrne owners themselves, from what I saw. But like, yeah, this is just part of what we're gonna have to do. which
I guess they're going to be like housing on top, and they want to put retail like on the bottom, like stores, but like they want to bring back the Burren, like they don't, like once it's done.
And there's other whatever else is right next door, but it's funny all the headlines are like multiple local businesses and the Burren
pub. It's like the headline. That's all anyone cares about.
The one pub outweighs being able to provide housing for however many, you know, multiply all those units, how many people you could fit in those units, being able to do that indefinitely. But we should keep the pub open for 2 years.
I know one big complaint
outweighs that. I don't know.
Like people that run the Burren and also musicians that like frequently are performing there, they're like, oh, well, like this like takes a big hit to my yearly revenue if this like takes a long time.
I'm a believer in, well, this is with a classic example of things everyone says they want until it starts happening, which is, oh, I want more housing. And then it becomes, well, especially in Boston's area where so much is old, you go like, okay, where? Where are you going to put more housing?
Somerville specifically is, I believe, the most densely populated city in Massachusetts. So
it's difficult to add more without
going. The issue isn't even just
up.
Like,
you got to go on
top.
It's
not the amount of housing, too. It's the affordability. Like,
yeah, that's a separate, like, we can have that conversation. But
yeah, but like these could be like uber expensive like apartments like on top of these, and then like they'll be vacant because no one can afford it.
Yeah, that's like, no dice. Yeah. We don't want that.
There's been more congested and not great. I don't know. Hopefully it works out. As long as Burren is still around in one form or another, you know?
Please. No. Actually, I don't have any further thoughts. Those are one little, I felt like talking. We heard the two Stone songs, Ruby Tuesday and Let's Spend the Night Together. Obviously, Life on Mars, Bowie. Love Bowie. Now we're going to hear Judy by the DBs, by the Decibels. I've never talked about this band, so I don't know if you say what the, I think even their album title is, tells you how to say it, but I'm blanking on the name of it. So, I'm getting ads, or am I? I'm not.
Was
That was Have a Cigar, Pink Floyd, After Love Comes to Everyone, George Harrison. I had something I wanted to say, but actually we have a public service announcement coming up, so please take it away.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all that, the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Very nice. I did not, when you said I have a can instrumental here, I had no clue it was going to be disco. I thought it was going to be like prog, like...
Yeah.
No. This is like a disco, like... I wanted to mention that... I can't pull it up now, so I wonder... The comments on that Pink Floyd video were so funny, because it's a lot of the... One of the top ones was just like... A 75-year-old black woman, and the entirety of her comment was basically just saying, "I am a 75-year-old black woman," and I had like 200 replies, like 500, like little YouTube thumbs up. People were like, "Yeah, yeah, you don't."
She was
if
there.
You see, if you see music, you don't see color, but you know the history. That was all. YouTube comments under these videos are all 65-year-olds.
Yeah,
it's awesome. I was enjoying that as I put this together, and it's the same even on this can song. It's got 213,000 views, so a decent little slice, and comments spanning, you know, most recent one 8 months ago, and then there's others from 7 years ago, and they're bouncing around saying stuff like, "You don't know how much I love period this band exclamation point thanks."
I think when a lot of like music ended up being uploaded to YouTube, like about like what 15 years ago, or like how like older music, that's when like people's first like boomers and older, that's their first like exposure to online, and they're like, "Oh my god, all of this music I loved back in the day is there." So let me be like, "Oh, this is my music."
And there's a straightforwardness that YouTube is not, like, it's not a separate service that you have to sign up for.
Right.
It's just like, I'm already here, let me look this up. And it kind of predates some of those other things. Andy Preston 1524 says, "Love it, love it, love it." Thank you, Andy.
I mean, facts.
Someone said Johnny Marr brought him there. So shout out Johnny Marr. I feel like I had a more serious thing I wanted to say, and then I heard the disco, and I'm like, I gotta pick a different talk break to do it. You got anything you want to tell the folks at home?
Damn.
Stay in school.
Yeah, stay in school.
I hope.
Yeah.
If all your friends are in the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, if they're in Cali, if they're in Miami right now,
stay
safe. I got your back.
Have fun.
Don't blow away
all your money. Don't take amphetamines.
If they're doing that, they're not listening to the college radio station right now. So that goes out to everybody who got left behind.
Yeah.
I gotta say,
this is us.
You're not
alone.
This is
our time.
Stand firm. And also, I mean, you can just scroll through people's Instagrams and just spend all day going, "Well, they're probably not having that good a time anyway. Those two are friends. They went there together. How much did that cost? Who paid for that?" Spend 6 hours of your day just doing that. And that can be what you do over break. And
when
it can really
like,
help fester a certain kind of attitude towards the rest of the world that I think you can just leverage.
When I see
massive
friend groups going somewhere exotic.
Groups of 16 people.
Like literally, like a litter of people. I'm just like, "Oh, someone got
did
into an argument
an
with someone."
Book this?
No, literally, like, how
like,
do you...
How did you plan this?
Although, I guess if you split...
This is a bachelor party, and you're all,
no,
you're
a
all 20
party,
years
no,
old.
Literally.
How did you
I mean, I guess if you split the Airbnb 17 ways, then it's pretty affordable.
To Hong Kong? No. Yeah. Anyway.
But then everyone's sleeping on the floor.
No, there's ways you can group travel. There's ways... I love seeing the world, but it's... You know, if you approach it with the wrong mindset when other people are doing stuff... It's easy to get resentful. And I'm saying to you right now, lean into it. Get more.
Yeah. Be spiteful.
Get passive aggressive with your friends for no reason.
It should be me in Jamaica right now sipping Mai Tais. It should be me.
All right. We're going to play Cocktail Twins now. Oh.
Is it playing?
Skip the ads. We're good.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't really know the right way to do this, but before my show ended, I wanted to take a quick moment to acknowledge something. Earlier today, I got the news, as did the rest of the Tufts community, that Sam Somers passed away. He was I took his intro to psychology class, as well as many other people's, one of those massive, massive lectures, and he co-taught it with Professor Shin, and he did the social psychology side. She did the kind of clinical, technical stuff, and whenever it was his day, there was like a tangible, not, you know, excitement in the room to a certain extent. Like, he just had a certain charisma as a lecturer, and you could see him just as the way he like handled students' questions in class, after class. The type of research he was doing was, I'm not, I don't I'm not going to pull it off the top of my head and summarize it very well, but it was very interesting. And he was just a very, someone who really, one of the professors you have, and even though it wasn't a path I ended up going down, it was something I thought about at the time. And one of the professors who you can tell they really deeply love and care about what they do. And if I had gone down like a psychology pathway, I probably would have spent a lot of time with him, and he would have been, I know he was a mentor figure to a lot of people. And I'm speaking very off the cuff, and nobody's going to ask me to, you know, I didn't know him to any real extent. I don't know if I ever went to his office hours, but it's just, it's a sad day, sad few days for the Tufts community, and it's been on my mind a lot today, so I felt I had a certain duty to kind of acknowledge it, and I don't think I can really speak, I don't know, peace to it, but you know, I wanted to say something. But I'm going to change gears now back to the music. You've picked the last couple have been your picks, Broadcast and Cocktoo Twins. This next one, I'm not familiar with this band. It's Bambara.
I don't even know if it's pronounced like that. I think it's Bambara.
Bambara?
Yeah, they're kind of like shoegazy, post-punk adjacent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think some music page or something on Reddit, I don't even know where I discovered them, but it was their 2020 album that I listened to, and I was just like, oh, this is really cool. And this is from their new album, dropped last Friday. Yeah. I forget which song did I put.
This is called Face of Love, featuring yes. Midwife. So that's what we're going to be hearing next.
Nice.
In a second.
Now.
Her name tag says Elena, but she moves just like you used to. When I order a drink, her eyes meet, and walls recede. Thoughts I think I can hardly see, stumbling through the woods with the sound of your feet. Kicking my knees, I find you on your knees, staring at a nest. Dead comrades under a tree split boulder. I said, whirling like a maniac, you get there fast, but the wind whips colder. You grab the cross hanging at your chest, the other hand soft at the back of my head as I'm catching my breath. My ear, the name bite it off. Sit preaching for the flock, you say, and smile at the rocks and proclaim. This is what God said to me. Once love as a face, child, you can never be free. As she's waiting for me, sticking probe lines into time to sleep. Birthmarks off the coast of the sea, change shape and fade in the name of a net. The faint pink of the dead leaf. I shine with a violet hue. I've only seen in you the same pious smile too. A risky sweats on Elena's trays. I try to count the years of the decades I've aged since I drove away. Like a snake that bites after death. Some faces are ageless and stasis till the night. They inject shame into a moment you was left to do. But project on the eyes as it melts in the tree. Sweet, but I see your sweet.
knees, I'm kneeling. Thankfully, I'm an actor in a fantasy. I'm swimming in an agony. I'm a factor in a fantasy.
All right, we're going to jump in because the hour's almost up. We've killed an hour successfully. You're hearing 50 Milligram by Panda Bear. New song off. Oh, the album's out now, too.
Sinister Grift is the album, yeah.
Okay, and before that was, yeah, we already said Bambara, whatever. 8-Ball. Eight Ball, They're Gutting a Body of Water. That was the other one. That's the name of the band, They're Gutting a Body of Water. And they play live soon.
Yes, Apple Jam. They'll be performing at Tufts March 28th? March 28th.
I don't know, something like that.
Wait, hold up.
We got 10 seconds.
I'll plug it well in the last 10 seconds.
This has been Hour to Kill. Isaac, Sean, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. That was the call sign. That